USA Radio News.
Today, closing arguments kicked off in the trial of Paul Manafort, who is charged with tax evasion and bank fraud. Both counsels requested 2 hours for closing arguments, and then the jury will get the case. Kansas Secretary of State Kris Kobach won the Republican nomination for governor, ousting the incumbent in the state's primary. President Trump did endorse Kobach, and Kobach was asked on Fox News how much that endorsement helped him.
I think it had a huge impact. There's no question, certainly on Election Day voting, we did very well, and that's part of the reason why when the provisional ballots were counted, they went in our favor. And I think the president's endorsement affected a lot of people's decisions on that day, Election Day, because, of course, he endorsed me the day before. So no doubt it had a huge impact.
Starting September 17th, Southwest Airlines passengers can no longer bring emotional support animals that aren't dogs or cats. You will also need to provide the proper documentation for the dog or cat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A Turkish court has rejected an appeal for Pastor Andrew Brunson to be released from his house arrest during his trial on terrorism charges. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more details.
The 50-year-old pastor from Black Mountain, North Carolina, is facing charges of being involved in a failed attempt to overthrow the government in Ankara. He could be sentenced to a 35-year prison term. The continued detention of Brunson has strained relations with Washington, slapping economic sanctions against this NATO ally, which prompted Ankara to also increase tariffs on American goods. Brunson is due back in court on October 12th.
Facebook inventor and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said that his company flags about 99% of ISIS and Al-Qaeda content before any human sees it when he testified before Congress in April. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter have been under increasing pressure to scrub their platforms of violence, extremism, and a more nebulous concept of hate speech. Facebook said during a 3-month period they removed almost 2 million pieces of content. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's a break in the weather, and firefighters are finally making headway on the huge fires in California. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has an update.
A firefighter from Utah was injured battling the historic Mendocino Complex fire in Northern California. This is the sixth firefighter killed in the California wildfires. Overall, the 10th person to die. The Mendocino Complex fire is roughly 350,000 acres. The Carr fire is well over 200,000 acres, and the Ferguson fire is close to 100,000 acres.
Last week, many people who use MoviePass were surprised to learn they could not use it for new releases. Well, this week, MoviePass came out with a new way to make money. Now, they've been struggling to generate some revenue, so now they're going to try to stay afloat by its new subscription plan of 3 movies per month for $9.95. Ted Farnsworth is the chief investor in MoviePass, and he explains now how the company is going to start making money moving forward.
I think basically what it was we really went for, with Mitch's background with Netflix and Redbox, it was really our strategy was go for the growth, get way ahead of any competition out there. So over 3 million subscribers out there. We always believed the business model was totally sustainable, but we knew that we'd have to adjust later on down the road and also have ancillary revenues, other revenues like making our own movies, like we bought a studio out of California, things like that, to come alongside a movie pass as we push people into theaters and we make money through DVD, through streaming, and other ways.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.